Barry Bloom joins us. Barry, nice to have you here in spring training. It is Sunday baseball time to take a deep breath and see what's going on around the big leagues. How are you?
I'm great, and it's great to be back, especially on your show.
Yeah, thank you. Barry, of course, is a regular and one of the senior writers, national writers of Major League Baseball. Bruce Bochy is not here today. Bam Bam Mullins is running the team. Bochy is in San Diego. Memorial service today for Kevin Towers. Your thoughts about that? You knew Kevin Towers.
Yeah, I knew Kevin from...
died of pancreatic cancer.
No, it wasn't pancreatic cancer. It was a weird thyroid cancer that actually is more deadly than pancreatic cancer.
Right.
So we don't even need to get into that.
No, he's a good baseball man.
Right. It was just around this time last year when all the information about what was going on with him began to circulate around. And he had been diagnosed with this disease right after the winter meetings. So he fought it, and it took him about a year, and he passed away. One of the great men in baseball, really. I knew him from the time he took over as general manager of the Padres in 96. Now, we had a great relationship. Probably won't have a great relationship with a general manager like that again.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy, very close to him, worked with him, obviously, as a GM of San Diego, and Bruce managed there. So Bruce is in San Diego today. He's supposed to speak at the memorial today.
Yeah, I know. Trevor Hoffman's speaking. I had planned to go, but then other things got in the way, and I couldn't drive over. But I'm sorry, I'm going to miss it.
Kevin Towers, boy, may he rest in peace. Yesterday, you got to see Ohtani pitch for the Angels, and if you just describe this scene... around Tempe, around this young Japanese pitcher, the Babe Ruth of Japan, and what it was like, and he did go on the mound yesterday.
Well, I mean, obviously there's 100 to 200 Japanese reporters around following him on a day-to-day basis, and everybody expected him to do much better than he did. It was a very disappointing day on the field and on the mound for him. I think he's a better pitcher than that. It only remains to be seen what he's going to do and how he's going to evolve. But I think this was my big thing with him was, over in Japan, I've been there. The level of hitting is AA, AAA. The level of pitching is very much the same. How he was going to adjust over here to major league pitching and major league hitting is really the question. And when you had a guy like Tanaka come over, all he had to worry about was adjusting to major league hitting and throwing to them. In this case, this guy's got to do both, and it's a big order. He's got a long way to go. He had no plate location yesterday. He faced seven batters. The first guy, VR, hit the ball to the warning track. It bounced into the center field bleachers the left of the bleachers for a ground rule double. He let up a long home run to Broxton, and he was out of the game. He was behind on everybody. So, first outing, I hearken back in the piece I wrote, in the column I wrote about it, that Tanaka, there was as much hype when he came over and signed with the Yankees in 2014, and he was a star right from the beginning, until he hurt his elbow midway through the season and missed most of the rest of that season. But he went out 11-1 for the Yankees, which made him really, he was 24-0 the year before in Japan. So he was 35-1 before he got hurt. I don't know that the same thing's going to happen with Ohtani.
Well, but he hits too. Are they going to I know it's spring training, you just want to be healthy and get out of here, but I imagine at some point they got to let him hit too.
Yeah, well, Mike Sosha said that he will hit sometime this week. So he wouldn't put a date on it. He said it wasn't going to be today because the game was over,
right,
and it's not going to be late in the week. And he said that's as far as he would pin it down. But if you look at the schedule, the Angels go to Peoria to play the Padres tomorrow. He's not going to hit today because it's day after pitching. They're in Salt River Fields against Colorado on Tuesday, and they're home on Wednesday.
And they're so here Thursday.
Yeah, it's not going to be here. So it'll be Tuesday or Wednesday. He'll hit, and we'll have to narrow. He'll be the DH that day.
Wow. Oh, exciting. All right. That's the report on Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani. All right.
Yeah.
Giants, we're in the mix for him. J.D. Martinez. Now, this is huge for the West, and it's huge for the Giants because Arizona, team that you see a lot of living down here, J.D. Martinez was the second stage rocket that took off that got him through August and September. He signed with Boston, but he still hasn't been cleared for medical reasons. It's almost a week now. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's strange because when I saw Scott Burrows up at the Hosmer press conference on Tuesday in Peoria when the Padres signed Hosmer, we talked about Martinez, and he said he was leaving for Fort Myers right from there. They expected to have a press conference on Thursday. They're still waiting. So apparently, from what I've been reading about and talking to people, he came in on JD came into Fort Myers on Tuesday, had his physical, and evidently something went awry in this physical. So my thought is that because of what happened in the physical, the Red Sox are trying to renegotiate this contract,
wow,
which was like 5 years, $110 million, you know, with an out. But if there's something wrong with him that came up in the physical, for them to take a chance on him, maybe they want to rearrange it in some way or another, and that's why we're stuck. I mean, I never heard of anything where a guy comes in on a Wednesday for a physical, and it's still Sunday, and nobody knows what's going on. And in Red Sox camp, you know, reading Dan Shaughnessy, who's a good friend of mine, and, you know, Ian Brown at MLB, there's like a total shutdown in information on in the Red Sox camp. Nobody even knows if JD's still there. He went home to Miami.
Wow. Wow. Now, if it was the Orioles, you could understand it with Peter Angelos. They've had issues with physicals and contracts have fallen apart. But this is amazing. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with J.D. Martinez. It's huge for the Giants just to get him out of here.
Well, he's out of here. I don't think he's going to be signing with the Diamondbacks.
With the Diamondbacks.
That's all done with because they got Sousa. They got Dyson. I mean, their outfield is pretty much taken care of now. They've spent their money.
Well, if he came back and said, I'd like to be here, they'll make a way. They'll make a way. But who knows? All right. Barry Bloom with us. Boomski on Baseball. You can see why it's a lot of fun to read his blog. Just Google it. Boomski, Boomskie on Baseball. Andrew McCutchen. You told me some interesting things about McCutchen. Now, again, the whole attitude of this camp, that's the story of Giants baseball so far, is, you know, wipe away 2017. It's a whole new deal, mental attitude. They brought in certain people, Longoria and McCutchen. You told me an interesting story about McCutchen today.
Well, I think the two things that we should keep in mind or, you know, about both of these guys is, or the main thing about both of these guys, first, obviously, is their ability to play.
You mean Longoria and McCutchen?
And McCutchen, right. Yeah. So, secondly, it's their leadership qualities in each of their clubhouses, Longoria in Tampa and McCutchen in Pittsburgh. And I know because I talked with McCutchen about this, and I cover the Pirates a lot, that what Clint Hurdle did with McCutchen, which was brilliant, was he basically brought him in and basically said, you're going to be my go-to guy in the clubhouse. I need you to work with the players. If you're on board with what we're doing and you agree with me and you could take it into the clubhouse, everything's going to work a lot smoother. And McCutchen jumped on board to that right away as a young player. Then, you know, what Clint also did was he put together a player council, and there was like four or five key players in the clubhouse, including McCutchen. And he'd bring McCutchen in one day a week to talk to him about how he was feeling, what the direction they were going in, what he should do. And the same thing with the council, which McCutchen was the lead player on that council. So it was brilliant, I thought. In taking the guy who is like your go-to guy in the clubhouse and essentially developing his leader skills with your ability and your history as a manager both in Pittsburgh with the Rockies and as a player. And I think McCutchen grew, and I think this is the kind of guy you're getting here now in San Francisco, which is a fully developed leader who's going to really help this team.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that aspect of it. And he is in the lineup today. Longoria is in the lineup today. And this is the first time we're really going to get a good look at the Posey, Longoria, McCutchen, Pence, and Sandoval is in there as well today, who I think is a different kind of hitter. So very good. Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah, I think that, and I think you were there with me on the first day of the season here when you looked at McCutchen, Posey, Longoria, and Pence all in the first batting group.
Yeah.
And you're going, this is a much better Giant team this year if everybody plays the way they're supposed to play and stays healthy.
Very good. Hey, great report. Very good. Boomscum Baseball. Look forward to having you on next week, and appreciate having you on. I'd love to hit these topics with you. Very good. We covered a lot of stuff on Sunday morning. Barry, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks as always for having me on, Marty. It's always one of my favorite shows to be on.
Yeah, very good. The other one was what? What's my line?
To tell the truth.
You gotta Google that, folks. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.